Welcome back to Season 31 of 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine. I'm your host, Gino Retta. Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey Leagues brings together 115 teams in the nine Junior A leagues involving over 2,500 players from right across the country. Join us now is Quebec AAA Junior Hockey League Commissioner Kevin Figsby. Kevin, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us again, my friend.
Morning, Gino. Pleasure to be here.
So you were named the interim commissioner of Quebec AAA Junior Hockey League back in January of 2020, which was an interesting time to take over a league. And you took over full-time last September. What's this last window of 19 months been like for you?
It's probably been a window of unexpected change. You know, not what I was expecting, obviously, coming in. I put in a lot of hockey plans and then ended up having to put in a lot of administrative plans to keep the league operational during COVID, to make sure that we could follow all the provincial guidelines and directives that change sometimes two, three times on the same day. So it was quite the challenge for our teams, but certainly a great learning experience from a hockey perspective is something, you know, that you always know in the back of your mind you'll have challenges, but certainly wasn't expecting the challenge that was put in front of us last year.
Give me a sense of where you're at with your league right now. How many of your teams are up and running? Are you at 100% possible capacity? Are there any limitations? Where are you at?
Well, you know, last year, Gino, I think we had five different schedules that we released every time a different phase of the pandemic shutdown happened. We changed our schedule, we readjusted, and we pivoted so that we could play the maximum number of games. We decided to go with the same format and same planning this year. We had a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C. Plan A was to start our schedule right on time on the 10th of September. And then we hit the 1st of September and we still didn't have a green light from the provincial government. And then on the 7th of September, the government gave us the go ahead to start playing with full rosters of 20 players and full contact. So we were able to start our schedule on September 10th as we had planned. And so far we've been able to play every game that we've scheduled. We haven't had any shutdowns. We haven't had any problems with the schedule. You know, so we've been up and running at full go. Very surprised in terms of the fan support this year. It's like people are looking for family things to do and they're all coming back to the rink. Yeah. And, you know, that's a thrill. We had a governor's meeting last week. And the one thing we talked about is, you know, the only hiccup we have right now is there's not enough people to man the canteens in the arena. So families that would come and have the hot dogs and French fries before the game are coming right now at puck drop and eating before they get to the rink.
That is such a good omen to see that the fans are indeed coming back to the building, because you're right, people missed hockey. We're in conversation with Quebec AAA Junior Hockey League Commissioner Kevin Figsby. Kev, your league was also recognized after last season when Pierre-Alexandre Poulin was named the recipient of the prestigious Darcy Hogan Mark Cross Memorial Award as the CJHL Coach of the Year, presented by the NHL's Coaches Association for the 2020-2021 campaign. What did that mean to you, to your league, and to the body there, having this kind of recognition?
I think more than anything, Gino, it resonated with the players that you know, the coaches right across the league, and it was a great honor for Pierre-Alexandre, but the coaches right across the league maintained weekly conversation with their players when we were in what was called red zones, where teams weren't allowed to gather and congregate. They held a lot of Zoom sessions, talked a lot about different things and different aspects of life and keeping the kids engaged. And, you know, the things that Pierre-Alexandre did, you know, really resonated with the players due to the fact that he didn't just hold Zoom meetings. He found ways of whenever the government changed the regulation, PA found a way to get the players back and get their skates back on. I mean, he was holding practices outdoors when they were allowed one coach and three players. He'd run eight practices in a day, and he'd spend 8 hours on the outdoor ice with the kids. And then when it was, you know, narrowed down to only one player and one coach, he was still out there, and instead of doing it all in one day, he'd do sessions over 3 days. And just the things that he did as a first-year coach in our league, really, as I said, not only resonated with the players, but right across the league, the other coaches took notice and realized the dedication that it takes to work with athletes at this age level.
Kev, I know you love talking about other guys, and I appreciate that, but I need to give some background for some of our listeners who may not recognize your name or may go, I think I know that name from somewhere. Where do I know it from? You spent 50 years as the head coach of the Concordia Stingers in Canadian Men's University Hockey, and 12 years as the president of Canadian University Men's Hockey, now known as U Sports. We talk about the relationship of junior A hockey in this country to U Sports hockey and the guys who try to make the transition to make that happen. You bring a unique understanding of both sides of it now. What can you bring to the table to let kids know, let other coaches know and team owners about the relationship and the benefits of the relationship with Canadian Men's University Hockey?
Well, one of the things we've just done, Gino, is we played an all-star game with our and I call it an all-star game. We took all our student athletes, all our 19 and 20-year-old players that had the ambition of going on to play at the Canadian university level, either next year or the year after, and we put an all-star team together. And as I say, it wasn't a true all-star team in terms of looking for the top players in the league at that point in time. It was making sure that we provided an opportunity and a window for our players that aspired to play at the university level. We gave them the opportunity to play against the University of Ottawa Gigi's. Yeah. And what an eye-opener for our players. You know, the one thing, as you mentioned, with my experience, I certainly understand the caliber of player at the Canadian university level. And it's probably better than some of the pro leagues that kids aspire to play in. And the benefit is you get your university education and you graduate from an institution that you can always be associated with and, you know, always look back and say, you know, that's my alma mater. And if I get the opportunity, I'll give back. And, you know, in my case, having played Canadian university hockey, having coached it, I wanted to make sure the players in our league really understood what the caliber of play was and what it was they needed to aspire to start doing this year to get ready if they wanted to play at that level next year.
Canadian university hockey is outstanding puck. Boy, I cut my teeth calling men's hockey back in the late 80s. It's a while ago now. And we used to call it the best kept secret in hockey. Kev, thanks for this, buddy. Glad you're doing well. We appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Thanks so much. You know, appreciate being with you.
That was Quebec AAA Junior Hockey League Commissioner Kevin Figsby. And that wraps up this week's CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here. Still inside 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine, he helped the United States win a gold medal at the 2013 World Junior Hockey Championship. And now he's playing for the Carolina Hurricanes. We'll check in with Vincent Trocheck in this week's edition of Where Are They Now? You're listening to Canada's only nationally syndicated junior hockey radio show. This is season 31 of 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine.